Today's episode is brought to you by Sports Business Classroom. Landing a job in the NBA is no easy feat. One surefire way to put yourself in front of a competitive talent pool is if you master the collective bargaining agreement. And now you can, with a course developed by the godfather of the CBA himself, Larry Kuhn. Larry Kuhn has been teaching the CBA to teams, agents, media, and students for over 20 years, and now you can master the CBA through his online video on-demand course, which is now available to the public. If you're looking to break into basketball or even just set yourself apart, this is the competitive advantage you are looking for. To learn more about the video on-demand course that is being taken by teams and agents all over the world, please visit sportsbusinessclassroom.com today. Welcome to the Sports Business Classroom audio experience. I'm your host, John Hartophilus, and today I'm super excited to bring you a special episode highlighting the career of Swish Culture's founder and CEO, Jordan Richard. Jordan joins me at the state-of-the-art SBC studio in Las Vegas to share his insight on building Swish Cultures after his overseas playing career, working with legends like Phil Handy and Chris Johnson, and creating content that highlights the very best of international basketball. And now, please enjoy episode number 69 with Jordan Richard. Welcome to the Sports Business Classroom audio experience. I'm your host, John Hartophilus, and today I'm joined by Jordan Richards, here to talk about some of the amazing work that he's done in promoting Swish Cultures and just so many different avenues. So going into all of this, Jordan, tell us a little bit about maybe how you maybe first got into the game of basketball and really realized not only that you were good at it, but that it's something you want to do for the rest of your life.
My pops, he played overseas for a team called Fenerbahce and FS Pilsen, who just won 2 year league titles. He played with them when I was, first born. So, just seeing him and seeing the things that he went through playing overseas and, just being an athlete, I wanted to follow in his footsteps, of course. So, I started playing the game at a young age. I was a late developer, though, because I didn't grow to be 6'8", 6'9", until, I was 16, 17 years old. So I was kind of on the later end. But, I've loved this game since pretty much birth, you can say.
Of that, right? Having that passion, letting it take you super, super far. Obviously, right? Basketball has taken you all around the globe. Yes. Not just recently, right? But even when you were playing professionally. What were maybe some of your favorite stops along that journey?
I would say Israel, Italy, Japan. Those are like my favorites for sure. I think people, especially with Israel, people don't realize that that's like one of the like more favorable spots for Americans to play at is Israel. Great spot. I mean, Japan too as well. Love Japan as well. And Italy, of course. I mean, how can you not love Italy? For sure.
No, it's incredible, right? So thinking about just like seeing that for the first time, and obviously that experience of seeing all that is what kind of takes you into the later part of your career now with Swish Cultures. But taking it a little bit further back, right? I mean, like what made you realize maybe that the media world is something that you also gravitated towards, right? Being around someone like Cassie Athena and seeing maybe how she operates, and maybe taking bits and pieces from that into making maybe your version of what your landscape in the media world looks like.
Man, well, first off, just speaking about Cassie, she has done so much for, our community. One, when you see a watermark on a video, like, or any type of picture or anything, like, she really made that popular on social media. And, she's done so much in the world in terms of, kind of like just stepping in and paving the way for different, doors that, people can use and stuff. So I really respect Cassie, and I learned so much from her, and I always thank her, when I get the chance. So.
Definitely. So, continuing since then, working with someone, I mean, like Phil Handy, right? 94 feet of game. Right. He's someone that's a legend. I mean, you see him, whether it's at a conference, at something, you see his name there, you're like, wow, this thing's legit, because he just really is at that level. Working with someone like him, someone like Chris Johnson, I mean, what are some of these things, and what makes it such a pleasure to work around people that are such professionals in at that level?
Well, Phil Handy is honestly what took us to the next level, with Swish Cultures. I have the utmost respect for him. I learned so much from him in my early years of starting Swish. One is just making sure that I connect with other videographers and other coaches. Seeing him pave the way for other different people has been a blessing. One of the biggest things that he told me when he first started, one of the first workouts I ever filmed with Phil Handy was Tristan Thompson, and then the next day was Kevin Durant. And you know what was crazy is what I took from that workout is he had a guy named J-Law B-Ball with him. And I feel like it was very interesting because, that's a trainer. Usually you see people compete amongst one another, but he has a trainer in there with the best athlete in the world, one of the best athletes in the world, Kevin Durant. And, you know, I asked him, I was like, you know, what made you bring, you know, J-Law in there to work, do the workout with you? And he said, you know, in this game, you know, you got to pave the way for others. And you never know when you might need someone. I can't be in the gym with every other athlete. So at least, you know, when they ask me, I can bring them and tell, I can say like, yo, you can go to this guy, trust him. He's a good person to work with. So after that, you know, I've changed my whole outlook on everything. You know, in my early years, I'm so blessed to have him because he introduced me to Chris and a lot of other relationships, and people respect him. I mean, shoot, he works out LeBron and Kyrie and Kia and all the top athletes in the world. So, you know, I'm just blessed to have him, you know, being introduced in my life.
Definitely such an important lesson on authenticity and right, how important that is. I mean, really developing yourself and then going forward. Speaking about just right, how he's helped you with Swish culture, just in general, right, you starting that. What are the prospects for you in saying, you know what, like there's a facet of the game of basketball that's being underrepresented. I want to showcase this.
Man, crazy thing is my first year in 2013, I played in Slovenia and I heard about a player named Luka Doncic. And it's funny is like when you go to a country and people are like, oh, yeah, this player, he's going to be the guy, you know, and, you know, me hearing about him and then kind of following his journey and playing on Real Madrid. And then kind of, you know, just seeing what he did at 16 years old, you know, playing against OKC Thunder and then just dominating all of Europe. And then just playing against players, you know, that I used to grow up watching on TV. And I'm like, wow, they're still playing. And then seeing guys like Boban, you know, when he was playing overseas in my first year. And I'm like, this guy should be in the NBA. And seeing, you know, a lot of times in drafts, you used to see people say, yo, why is this person being drafted? You know, but now I understand. So that's what I wanted to do, is just showcase and highlight more guys that haven't been highlighted, and you could kind of know about the person early, for sure.
Definitely. So, I mean, the early process when it was maybe just you or maybe a really small team, what did it look like for you and really growing it from maybe, right, a new started account to really something that started getting traction?
Man, honestly, we still have a small team. It's honestly really just me, my sister, you know, Ant Goods, and then Mide, and it's only four of us. People think we have a full team. We don't have a full team yet. We're working on doing that, but right now it's just four of us. So it's been amazing to see what we can do with four. Imagine what we can do with a full team. So
that's crazy. So I mean, in terms of collecting that four and realizing, okay, like this is what everyone's purpose is, this is what everyone's responsibility is on this team. How did that come into the fold in terms of building a team that not just works well together, but also is able to withhold any sort of obstacles coming in their way?
Well, everyone has to have, you know, different hats that they probably wouldn't normally have. You know, yeah, everyone's kind of a videographer. It's kind of funny for me because I'm 6'9", I'm a videographer, but we all do multiple things, you know, and I think the good thing about it is that it teaches us kind of, you know, to be able to do multiple things. And, you know, in this world, I think you don't have to put your hat and focus on one thing. I mean, a lot of people used to tell me that in the beginning. Just focus on overseas basketball, I used to always hear. But now, look at us now. We do an NBA. We do high school. We do overseas, G League, you know, women's sports too as well. And, you know, I would tell you in this world of sports, make sure you do, you know, anything you put your mind to, because anything is possible in this world of sports and social media. Now you can do things on your own. So
definitely. And then thinking about just right, making sure that you're not just focusing on putting all your eggs in one basket. I mean, social media itself has evolved so much. You can't only be on Instagram anymore. That's just not even the case. So how have you maybe seen it evolve in just the last few years?
Man, it's evolved so much, because just imagine, like, when we even talk about Instagram, at one point, Instagram was only pictures. Now, Instagram, when they introduced video, they were only 15-second videos. And now we have Reels, which is a form of TikTok. So I think right now, like with social media, is that what you can use is all the different things. All these platforms kind of do the same thing now. So what you post on one, you could post on the other platform and honestly get more views on another page than you did on Instagram. So I think people need to just start, you know, posting on everything and being on every platform. One of the biggest things that I've been focusing on right now, though, is building a website and writing. I think that's key for sports. And something that I've been really passionate about as of late.
Oh, so let's dive into that right now. So, yeah. I mean, how have you maybe, what's your next step maybe in evolving that process? I mean, that's such a huge part of growing it, going past social media and going into more of those spaces. I mean, what does that look like for you?
Man, it's something I have to do. You know, as of late, we've been fortunate enough to cover the Lakers and Clippers. And, you know, with being in media, one thing that I've learned is that writing is very important. People don't realize how important it is because, you know, when you go to different teams and see, you know, the beat writers and what they mean to sports, if you want to like start, you know, getting into the sports world, I'm going to say that you should start doing that as well as doing social media. I didn't do that first. I started doing social media and then got into the writing. So it's a little tougher. If I were to tell anybody anything, it would be to do both, especially if you want to get in and start connecting with teams and doing things of that nature.
Definitely. So, I mean, speaking of that networking aspect of it, I mean, how's summer league been for you so far? I mean, you've been here for a few days now. I mean, it must have been incredible.
Man, that's the best question. Summer league is honestly the best networking event in the world, especially in sports. People don't realize how many there's everybody from across the world with coaches, agents, every scout is here. Every international player that I cover on the international side is here playing, you know, on these teams. So I honestly feel like it's the best networking event in the world. A lot of my friends, a lot of family members, a lot of people that I just know in this basketball world come out here and make sure that they're a part of it. And think about how many agencies there are, too, as well. All their agents are in here. So if you're a guy that's trying to get into the sports world, you have to be a summer league for sure.
Definitely. Such a must to be here. And that's what something that has become so apparent to a lot of our sports business classroom students over just the last 24 hours as they've started the program and seen what really goes on between these walls here at the Thomas and Mack. So, I mean, what is maybe, thinking about that idea of just educating, continuously educating yourself, I mean, what are some things that maybe you would give back and talk to the Jordan of old, maybe from 5 years ago, to kind of prepare him for how to best promote Swish cultures into the future?
Man, the best thing is we just talked about it, just, you know, networking, building relationships with people. Relationships in this world is the most important thing by far. Without relationships in basketball, you're not going to get anywhere you want to be. I'm just going to be honest with you. And making sure you go and break the ice. I would say that's the next thing. If you're in a room with someone, make sure you introduce yourself to everyone in there, because you might not know who that person is. And then later on, you're like, man, I was in a room with that person, and that could have opened up a million doors for you. I think that's like one of the biggest things for sure is just making sure you network. And then two is being consistent, posting every day, making sure you do something every day. If you don't get that email, make sure you send another one, because people are busy. You know, believe it or not, they probably get a million emails of people. But if you're consistent, you know, that separates you. So I would say that's the next thing, being consistent and then believing in yourself. There's going to be a lot of trial and error, you know, a lot of things you mess up on. But as long as you get better with it and learn from those things, you'll be a better person. For sure.
Love that. Keep on making contact. Thank you so much for coming on this show and taking the time. This has been an incredible conversation. And thank you all for listening to this episode of the Sports Business Classroom Audio Experience.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
And that concludes this episode of the Sports Business Classroom Audio Experience. I'm your host, John Hartafillis, and thank you for your continued support of SBC and everything we do in growing, promoting, and cultivating the next generation of leaders in the sports industry. A special thank you to Jordan for an incredible conversation, highlighting his story and sharing so many key tips about how to network with professionals in your industry. This is a small taste of what you can experience at SBC, and you can check out more about our various programs at sportsbusinessclassroom.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next one.